KRXO Claremore Tulsa, a product of Tyler Media, reaching over 1 million Oklahomans every week. 1270 AM and 107.9 FM, the franchise.
Welcome back to a special Saturday afternoon of horse racing here on the franchise with Don King, Toby Moore, and we bring back Harry Willis with us. Harry, your thoughts on that last race at Gulfstream with the big upset?
Yeah, I was delighted. I had that Bemis Boy right in there on my pick five. Nothing like a little 9-1 shot to help you out with that. I hope everybody had a chance to watch that race because that guy was a master. There's two different times he had to, not steady, but slow that horse down because of traffic. And then in the stretch, he just dripped him right and got him outside in the street and ran them all down. That was a masterful ride by a master. Florent Giroux on the turf is awfully tough.
I agree, and that's one of the reasons I took him in my 9-2 exacta and hoped he ended up on top. And on the backstretch, I said, Toby, he's in great shape. He's on the rail. He looks very comfortable. And for him to get him into the three path and win that race, Toby, was impressive.
That was impressive. That exact, I made $48.
Nice.
Nice call, Don.
$4 bet for $48. That's how you win at the horse racing
game. That's how you do it. You can't live on chalk.
Nope.
It is not a game of singles.
And I thought Zulu Alpha ran a good race. He might have taken off a little bit early.
A little bit.
Yeah.
But
and he ran a lot farther than his competitors too. He was wide all the way.
Exactly.
I'll tell you what. I think the current. Yeah, it was being ridden today by Matty Franco because of course Javi's out until further notice. But he would not go away, and I think that might have eaten into Zulu Alpha's reserves a little bit in the stretch. He fought him off and didn't have anything left for. For the two horse.
Yeah. Well, let's move to the next race because they should be getting ready for that one. It was a scheduled 5 o'clock start, but they're running a little bit behind as usual at Gulfstream. And we're talking about the 1 mile turf race, $100,000 purse, Appleton Stakes for 4-year-olds and up. There are 16 horses coming in. I'm sure they've scratched some of these. I have no clue on the, I mean, obviously March to the Arch is one that, I'm familiar with in Sambaye. The 10 horse is going off as the morning line favorite. Toby, what are your thoughts?
Well, you can scratch the alsos. 13 through 16 are out, so it's a 12 horse race. I really think the winner's probably going to come out of the Canadian turf. I watched that race several times today on replay, and I think the number 10 horse, who actually ended up winning the Canadian turf, Sambaye, gave a horse setting fractions 44-1, 108-1, gave him some space, didn't get sucked into a speed duel, ran his race, handled the horse with ease, and was able to turn back the late front runner or the late finishers. He's 7-2 on the morning line. I'm not sure what his number is as we speak, but I think he's probably my top choice. Watch out for English B, watch out for Hembry, and watch out for Louder Than Bombs, who was 49-1 in that Canadian turf.
Wow.
Made up 17 links plus from the top of the bad stretch to the end.
What are your thoughts, Harry?
Well, I agree with everything that Toby had to say, with the exception that those two horses are my third and fourth picks for the same reasons he talked about. There's two others in here that have drawn my attention that I like a lot. Number one, I like the three-horse March to the Arch. He finished third by a neck in the Tampa Bay Derby. He had a claim of foul in that race. Gaffleon had a claim of foul in that race that I think was legit, that, you know, stewards never asked me. So they did not allow the claim. But I thought he had a terrific race. Should have been the winner and overcame a lot. I like the three. Another horse I like in here is the 7 horse, Social Paranoia.
Yeah.
That horse is last ran in September at Kentucky Downs. And in my mind, and this is no science behind this, this is just my observation, Kentucky Downs is one of those turf tracks that favors earlier runners. Horses, you don't see horses coming out of the clouds on the turf there like you do at a lot of other turf courses.
Well, no, the stretch runs uphill.
Well, the it's a big long stretch, but the way the horse, for those that haven't been there, it's English style racing. You make right hand turns, you make left hand turns. But Social Paranoia won there nicely last time out in a $600,000 race, the Dueling Grounds Derby. Just did a great job. Then they laid him off. Now he comes back after running longer races, often a mile, 3/16, mile and a quarter, mile and an eighth, and they're dropping him in at a mile today. I think that's a change in tactics for Todd Fletcher. He's a wonderful horseman. He has a fresh horse with good works. I think Social Paranoia is going to be my top pick, followed closely by March to the Arch, and then I'm going to cover it with the 1 and the 10, Sambaye and English B.
Yeah, speaking of Kentucky Downs, that is a very unusual track. They actually have 2-mile races, right, at that track,
yeah,
Sam?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and of course...
The track, I believe, is 1.625 miles around.
It is. They run 5 days out of the year. There is no dirt track. It's just one turf course. And because of that, the takeout is a very reasonable 14 or 15%. It's a great deal for horse players. Maiden special weight races go for like $145,000 purses. There are stakes races that don't run for that.
Right.
They're giving it to maidens.
Right.
It's it's unique.
It's a crazy cool place to go. I've been there the last couple of seasons with some buddies, and I would encourage all horse fans to take a trip to Kentucky Downs.
Very, very nice. All right, so this next race is, again, Sambaye looks to be the morning favorite. We will get the odds here in just a minute as they're running a little bit late at Gulfstream. Let's move on to the Florida Derby. There have been 20 Florida Derby winners that have gone on to win the Kentucky Derby. And again, the Kentucky Derby has been moved to September 5th, so we're quite a ways away from that. But listen to these horses that have won the Florida Derby that have gone on to win the Kentucky Derby. It's a very impressive list. Spectacular Bid in 79, Swale in 84, Unbridled in 1990, Thunder Gulch in 95, Monarchos in 01, Barbaro in 2006, Big Brown in 08, Orb, who's one of my favorites, in 2013, Nyquist in 2016, Always Dreaming in 2017, and Maxim Security actually did it last year, but as we know, got DQ'd in the Kentucky Derby. So this has been a very good prep race, history tells you, for the Derby.
That's 4 Florida Derby winners that have won the Kentucky Derby since we went to the point system
right
in the Kentucky Derby. In fact, every year that we have gone to the point system, your winner has come out of winning either the Arkansas Derby, the Santa Anita Derby, or the Florida Derby, if you assume Maximum Security would have had the win and didn't have his number taken down. I guess I could say every horse that crossed the wire first. How's that?
Yeah, that'll work. Sambaye, as we get the line, is still 7-2, so he hasn't been bet down. However,
it's a lukewarm favorite.
Yeah, it is. And March the Arch, though, has been bet down from 8-1 down to 7-2. In this race. Social Paranoia that Harry was just talking about, people like him as well. He's been bet down from 10-1 to 5-1. So, Harry, you're still alive, right? And
I'm still alive on the pick 5, but I had no idea that the reach of this radio station could drive my odds down all the way around.
That's the power of Don King, Harry.
That's of
funny.
DK right there.
That is funny. So, who you got in this race that keeps you still alive?
You can't bet them all.
Right.
So I narrowed it down to the 3 and the 7. I made what I think to be a courageous stand, and narrowed it down to 2 horses here, the March to the Arch and Social Paranoia. I may regret that here in about a couple of minutes, but you can't bet them all. You got to make a decision.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't catch to see who's filling in for Castellano on the 7 horse, Social Paranoia. Franco.
Or Giroux.
Okay, so you're in good shape there with, obviously, with Giroux. And as we just saw in the last race with the big upset, and they're back on the turf. So we will check in and see how that one is working. You heard us. I hope you heard us with John Lees at Will Rogers Downs,
yes.
Harry, and your thoughts on how this could really affect them and maybe help them down the road with regard to racing on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday and capturing horse racing fans from around the country.
Yeah, I heard the other day, and I don't know if he said this during the interview because I didn't catch quite all of it, but last Monday, a year ago last Monday, they did $825,000 in handle at Will Rogers. This past Monday, they did $2.2 million. That's how big an imprint this is with more people playing that track. I personally really like Will Rogers Downs. I like to go over there. It's a real neat field. It's a fine racetrack. I would love to see them grow it over there. And, you know, I think he was right on. He was talking about the importance of TVG, tuning them in, and people around the country getting a chance to play that track. I hope it lasts. I hope it gives them the bump they need.
I do, too.
One of the things I've always found interesting about the physical plant of Will Rogers Downs is most track aprons, the area between the grandstand and the track itself, are concrete, asphalt. It's grass at Will Rogers Downs. It's a great place to take your kids, let them play, mom and dad can bet a few bucks, have a couple of drinks, enjoy the races. It's a very family-friendly facility.
Yeah, I introduced my two boys when they were 7 and 5 years old to horse racing by taking them out to Will Rogers and let them play there on the fence in the grass so they could see the horses coming down the stretch. We will pick up Horse Racing Radio Network here in just a minute and pick up the call of this upcoming one-mile turf race, which has Sambayer as the favorite right now at 3-1, and then March to the Arch is next at 7-2. It's a $100,000 one-mile turf race, the Appleton Stakes coming up. And interesting that, again, Chad Brown does not have a horse in this race. Chad Brown, he didn't have a horse in the last race, which is odd.
He has had a couple today,
but he has had a couple today with regard to turf racing. He's about as good as it gets when it comes to training on the turf, but none in these last two races.
Yeah, Reggie Jackson has nothing on Chad Brown when it comes to being Mr. October.
Exactly. You are correct with that. And Brown has nobody in the upcoming Florida Derby. When you look at the trainers, I'm intrigued by Safi Joseph. Here's a trainer that is really, in my opinion, come into her own lately, as well as Patrick Biancone. And we have a nice story on him that we'll probably get to here in just a second. Harry, thank you very much. We will rejoin you here after this race, so hang on, okay?
Thank you, buddy.
All right, appreciate it. We'll get to Harry back. Let's join Horse Racing Radio Network.
March to the Arch. This is another one like Sambayer, who is very, very consistent. He's actually been in the money 10 of 19 career starts.